This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you get taken into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
It's John Harbaugh.
It's John Mayer.
And we were talking yesterday, if Justin Tucker's gone, this is really a football decision. This is not a football decision. And I get why he's saying what he has to say, Ed, because you have to say that. But if it's a football decision, then there's competition in the summer and the best kickers on the team. This goes beyond being an on-the-field football decision. It's a business, football business decision.
I totally agree with you. I found it very odd because you just had the conversation with a statement saying any decision will be a football decision. They're like, okay. So we're going to, then I assume that exactly what you just said, that once, you know, you have the training camp, there'll be a competition for kid. They drafted a kicker. They think they picked another one up in the, as a walk on. You'll have competition. What was the competition? it was yesterday we talked about this. Gone. So, I mean, clearly it weighed into it. So,
yeah. I talked to somebody yesterday that had confirmed that wasn't Justin Tucker's first release yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Are you upset that the story didn't end with a happy ending?
Oh, boy.
It never ends.
Oh. Well, look, here's.
Well, I had someone on Facebook said the decision was tugging on the heartstrings of fans.
So you were, Joe, you were upset at the wording, or do you want to talk about this or no? The wording.
You should have
just
said, we've released Justin Tucker.
Okay, I can.
Because now you're getting all these other people. I mean, I don't care, but all these other people are saying, oh, the team's tone deaf, or they're not living up to the expectations that they sent. I'm only saying that because I don't feel like taking calls about it.
I'm not 100% positive on this, and Ed, you may know more than myself, but like, don't they have to word it this way? Because if they released him saying it's because of the accusations, then if nothing comes of this, wouldn't he have action against the team? Because that's the reason they released him and nothing happened?
Well, this is probably, I don't know if it's true in this case because they can release him at any time for any reason. There's no right to be there. However, I think they would look really stupid. It would look really bad if they said they're releasing for this reason and then it comes out that, you know, say the whole thing was concocted and he didn't do any of it. Then you look terrible. You know, you look like you succumb to public pressure and you kick the guy off a team and maybe truncated his career. So, yeah. But I think they had to word it that way because if you just say we just released them, the next time they ever crack at you with the mic, it's going to be, well, what was the reason? And they're going to ask the questions anyway.
It's so weird,
just
though.
Just get it out of the way.
Like, it almost felt like they kind of set the tone with Harbaugh saying anything we do is going to be a football decision the other day, right? And and then you hear football decision being the words that are used in this article as well, or in this statement. And I feel like this is the narrative that they're trying to build because it's not like we're not cutting him because of anything else. This is football related. And you can do that with the season he just had it because he's the worst kicker in the league last year.
Yep. Next to it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Want to hear from you. Do you think some point of his career, when this is all said and done, that Justin Tucker is in the Ring of Honor?
Oof. Ooh. No, I don't.
If you put him in the Ring of Honor, you better put Chris McCallister in the Ring of Honor.
Yep.
Because Chris McCallister had nothing off the field like this.
No, he just...
nothing off the field.
He was just
this.
A bit of a knucklehead.
Exactly. If you put Tucker in the Ring of Honor, then McAllister better go first.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is McAllister liked the party.
Yeah.
And Tucker.
Your coach didn't like him. That's the problem. The problem is John Harbaugh hates Chris McAllister. That's the difference.
The other thing with this, too, and I had somebody send, I think all of us, a message, or maybe it was just Rob and I on social media asking about his ability to get in the Hall of Fame. And here's what I'll tell you, and working with Scott, who voted on the Hall of Fame for years, they are not supposed to look at anything off the field. Now, you look at certain guys that are in the Hall of Fame, like O.J. Simpson, and you go, oh, my God. But even though they're not supposed to look at the things off the field, Darren Woodson's name came up, and his statistics across the board are Hall of Fame stats.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
And he can't even sniff the Hall of Fame because of all the sexual...
Darren Woodson?
Darren Sharper. Sharper. Excuse me.
Sharper.
I did that before. Jesus.
Yeah, Sharper.
Get the wrong... Darren Sharper. Yeah. Jamie Sharper's brother.
And Darren Sharper's a Hall of Famer.
Statistically,
he's a Hall of Famer, dude. He was a bad man.
The only reason I bring it up is that they're not supposed to look at anything off the field, but the human element takes over when you're voting. I can't vote for that guy.
I always go to this, Ed. You and I have been in a lot of courtrooms. It's always like this. Erase that from the record. Yeah, you can erase it from the record, but you ain't erase it from my memory.
Yeah, that's why they do it, obviously. I mean, you send these, you throw these things out there, and then, you know, strike that, and jury would not consider this during... Oh, come on. I mean, obviously they do it for that reason. It's just stupid.
But I don't, like, again, putting somebody in the Ring of Honor... I think it's easier to leave somebody in the Ring of Honor when something goes wrong than to put them in after the fact.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. Man, this whole thing sucks.
What I think happens is they wait. There's a good period of time goes by. If this thing, you know, dries up and blows away, gets out of the news, I think eventually he'll get in. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what he did, what he didn't do, how many rack. I don't know what anything. But as time goes on, I think if this just goes away, if they settle out of court, if people just forget it, nothing else happens, I have to put him in the Ring of Honor. I mean,
they better put Chris McAllister in the Ring of Honor.
I'm with you. I love
Steve. He's. Yeah. I mean, honestly, between he, McAllister or Humphrey, best cornerback ever on this football team.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
I think they both did it different styles, but McAllister was the definition of a shutdown, lockdown cornerback.
Absolutely. 100%. No, I'm with you. I really liked him.
I think Deion Sanders is the best cornerback to ever play for the Ravens. See, I can make that statement because he's one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time, and he had a cup of coffee with the Ravens.
Technically speaking, yeah, but he played safety.
And Rod Woodson.
He played safety, too. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey. Man, what's up with you, man? Talking about hello, man. You 0-2, man. I love
when you do this. I love when Trippy does this. Trippy goes, you're 0-2, and you did see one of the games went to overtime, right?
I know, but look, check my tweet yesterday, man. I said I got both underdogs winning tomorrow. Only thing I'm mad, I went to sleep early, and I woke up, it was like 11 o'clock, man. I missed the best. But anyway, look, let me say something about Tucker, right? Like, I don't condone none of that stuff. I don't know what happened. I really don't care. But, like, let's be real, right? Because I go off with fans and people say, right, a lot of these fans, y'all set up here and say, why is he still on the team? Now y'all on the team, y'all questioning what EDC say. Do it mad tonight? Like, look at this, right? Tucker is the only Ravens player that still was on that Super Bowl team. It might have been time for a change, man. And another thing, let me tell you something, because I played kick in high school. I don't never want to hear nobody say kickers ain't important on the team. Hello? Because all y'all was doing crying, yo, Justin Tucker missed the field goal. We lost this and that. And the last thing I want to say is, give me the loop. Y'all have a great Tuesday, y'all.
Yeah, he's Trippy, a bad, bad boy.
I wonder how it was being a kicker on the Edmondson football team. Man, you ain't getting no love.
Yeah.
And Edmondson, man, you ain't getting no love.
I forgot he was a kicker.
The quarterback, the running back, the linebacker, the guy that got touched the quarterback, they got did you all even kick other than kick it off? What's your longest field goal, Trippy?
Yeah, you got to score touchdowns to kick an extra point.
I like Buster Trippy's chops. I heard he was actually a pretty decent kicker.